yesterday at the end, we ran through one point that I just wanted to come back to for a moment, and that's this Gezeira Shava versus Hekesh versus Kavachomer, and what we had seen was that Rabbi Yochanan presented us with one source, and then Rava, citing Rabbi Yonah, presented us with another source. The overall question being, how do I know about Shchutei Chutz? How do I know about Halas Chutz and the Onesh and the Azhara? So we talked about very briefly this issue of Gzera Shava versus Hekesh, where Rabbi Yochanan, we said with his Hava'a is using a Gzera Shava, but Rashi and Tosfos understand Rabbi Yonah to be using a Hekesh. So Rashi here explained why we want this to be a Gzera Shava. Rashi's approach on this, Rashi said the reason why you want it to be Gzera Shava is because we said, Ein Onsh En Mazhir En Min Hadin, you can't draw the Azhara from a logical inference, so you want it to be a Gzera Shava, because that way it's not called Min Hadin. As he said, Ein Zeh Min Hadin, that's not called Min Hadin, Kavachomer, as opposed to a Kavachomer, Sh'adam Dan Me'atzmo, which you can do on your own. So the dividing line between Min Hadin or not Min Hadin seems to be, can you do it on your own or not? That's the way Rashi puts it. Which raises an eyebrow, because Tosfos in Sukkah, Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, says that you are allowed to create a Hekesh on your own. Tosfos in Sukkah says that any of the Yud Gimel Midos besides Gzera Shava may be created on your own. When we say you can't do Gzera Shava on your own, we mean only Gzera Shava. But all the other 12 of the Yud Gimel Midos may be done, in fact, by a person independently. Rashi there disagrees. Rashi in Sukkah disagrees. But the point is that according to Tosfos in Sukkah, I need to understand why Rabbi Yonah is all right here, why we're all right applying Rabbi Yonah's Hekesh in order to learn an Azhara. You said, Ein Mazhir Min Hadin. Unless he has a different explanation of what Min Hadin means. It could be that Tosfos understands Min Hadin to refer specifically to Kavachomer and not to all Midos that you can exercise on your own. That would be another way to look at it. So again, just to make sure that point is somewhat clear. The principle of Ein Mazhir Min Hadin may mean you can't use a Kal V'chomer, and I think that's the way that Tosfos needs to say it, because Tosfos believes you can do a Hekesh on your own. Or Ein Mazhir Min Hadin means you can't learn an Azhara from any of the Either Ein Mazhir Min Hadin means don't do an Azhara from a Kal V'chomer, but you could do it from any of the others, or Ein Mazhir Min Hadin means don't use any of the midos other than Gzera Shava to learn an Azhara. Those are your two possibilities. Either it's Ein Mazhirin from a Kavachomer, or it's Ein Mazhirin from any of the methods outside of Gzera Shava. Those are the two ways that I would. Is that those other two ways? I feel like I'm confusing myself. Let's try.
It's not man-made. It's actually a comparison to the Torah, so it's on a higher level. So maybe
right. I don't know from higher or lower level. I wouldn't rank them, but it's true. That's Tosus's point in Sukkah that Hekesh can be done on your own. That Hekesh may be done on your own, whereas Rashi doesn't think so. So the according to Rashi, Ein Mazhir in Min Hadin, as he put it here, means you can't be Mazhir on your own. You can't use your own deductive methods, and that is specifically a concern for Kal V'chomer. All the other Midos, you don't do on your own anyway. It's Tosfos who introduces the idea that I can do the other Midos on my own, and that's where it becomes more questionable. Okay, leave it at that. It was just a wrap-up point from yesterday. We're at the end of the third line on Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph. And the issue emerges of being ma'aleh b'chutz, something which you were shochet b'chutz. You shechted something outside the Beis HaMikdash, you weren't supposed to do so. Is there a separate isser involved in now putting it on a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash and being ma'aleh b'chutz? So the Gemara says, Ashkechon muktarei pnim she'elon l'chutz. You have now found that if you had something that was supposed to go on the Mizbeach inside the Beis HaMikdash, as Rashi says, I found that in such a case, if I brought on the Mizbeach outside, so I'm going to be chayiv. that we get, we've already discussed it, we brought sources for it, but muktare chutz, things that were intended to be outside, by which we mean not that they were legally so, but they ended up that way. Rashi says, shchutei chutz sha'omdin likater b'chutz v'lo b'fnim. The things that were shattered outside the Beis HaMikdash, that were meant to be on the Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, and not inside the Beis HaMikdash at all. And then you followed through. Shehel on the chutz, back in the Gemara on the fifth line. You brought them up on a Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash. Minayin, how do you know that there's an Isser involved in putting it on the Mizbeach? Now, this was against Rabbi Yossi Aglili, obviously. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, in yesterday's Gemara, told us that he believes once you already shut it outside, that's it. There is no further Isser. But we're following the other view. We're saying, no, there is an Isser, so where does it come from? We have three choices. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana brings us our first. If you take a look at the sheet, I brought you the psukim there. Just take a look for a moment. The first paragraph there. They both come from Achrimos. The first paragraph, psukim Beis through Zayin, talk about shechita outside the Beis Hamikdash, and then starting with pasuk Ches, it talks about Ha'alah outside the Beis Hamikdash, bringing something on a mizbeach outside the Beis Hamikdash, and the two sections are joined in pasuk Ches with the words Va'alehem Tomar, which literally we understand to mean, and tell them. Hashem telling Moshe, tell Aaron and his children and all of Bnei Yisrael, tell them also about this law of Ha'alah. That's my bridge from Shechitas Chutz to Ha'alah's Chutz. So working with that, the Rav Kahana says, Omar Krav Va'alehem Tomar, the Pasuk says, and you will say to them, but he takes it as Al Hasmuchin Tomar. You shall tell them about that which is next to it, that which is juxtaposed there. But here's the key. Take a look at Rashi, Va'alehem Tomar. We reread the word Va'alehem. Zeu Tchilas Parshas Ha'alah. That's the beginning of the section on being Ma'aleh B'chutz. Usmuch LeParshas Shchutei Chutz. But it's right next to the section about Shechting outside. Al Rishonim DeMishtoy B'Shchutei Chutz. Regarding those first things, on top of the first things, which were about Shchutei Chutz. Tomar Lohem, or Shamar Lohem, depending on your edition, you shall tell them, Helu Bachutz Chayav, Hashem Helu Bachutz Chayav, that if they brought these karbanos on the Mizbeach outside, they are liable, these Shchutei Chutz on the Mizbeach outside, they are liable, the Aleihem Karinan. We read the word Aleihem Tomar as though it was with an ayin. Not on top of them, but regarding them, you shall say. So the way to read this bridge in Pasuk Ches is, here's a law of Shechutei Chutz, and regarding Shechutei Chutz, if you bring them up outside, you're also Chayev. That's why he does it. We have transposed an Aleph to an Ayin, which, going with original translation, of course, is a very big deal. The Aleph and Ayin are entirely unrelated. Nonetheless, we're comfortable doing this until Rava comes along. Maskif la Rava. Rava says, what are you talking about? And this is Rava's standard method. We see Rava do this throughout the Gemara, normally to Abaye. This isn't Abaye here. But Rava will say to somebody who has just proposed a reread of a Pasuk, or even a reread of a Mishnah or a Brisa, Rava will say, but it's not what it said. So Maskev La Rava Mik Siv Va'alehem. Rava says, does it really say Va'alehem? Va'alehem Ksiv. It's with an Aleph. It's not with an Ayin. What are you talking about? That's Rava's challenge. That's what he wants to know. In the margin, they know perhaps not in the margin. Shita Mikubetzis. They know maybe it was Rava. But Ella, rather, he proposes a second approach. Kidetana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. It's as Rabbi Yishmael's yeshiva taught, and we only have this here. This isn't coming from somewhere else where it was taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. This is unique to our discussion. Va'alehem Tomar, it's the Vav. And to them you shall say, that Vav is La'arev Parshios. It's meant to merge the first section with the next section. As Rashi says, Vav Mosif Al-Inyan Rishon, the Vav is there to add to what came before. So it's not two separate halachos of don't shecht outside, don't be male outside. It's don't shecht outside and don't be male, that which you just shechted outside. That's our second approach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, this is the Rabbi Yochanan who we just quoted on Kuvav Medbeis, it's the Hava Gzera Shava. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Asya Hava, Mala Halan Mukhtare Chutz, Afkan Mukhtare Chutz. He says, I link the Parshios of Shechitas Chutz and Halas Chutz via the use of similar terminology, Lo Hevi O and Lo Yevi Enu, And the two of them are there in order to teach me that we merge the two, and the laws of one apply to the other. So even though you shechted it outside, you have separate liability for being mal outside. Those are my three sources. Maskif la Rav Bibi, to which Rav Bibi asked a very practical question here against everybody. I don't care which of the three you went with. Hadisnan shloshim v'sheish krisos batorah. You know, you have your big Mishnah in the beginning of krisos where it tells you the 36 different violations which will get a person kares, and we include in that list mala b'chutz. So he says tlasin v'sheim havyon. It's actually 37. Deika hamala v'hamala. You have mala b'chutz, something that was shechted inside, and mala b'chutz, something that was shechted outside. So your list should really be 37. Rashi explains why this is such a concern. There's a nice discussion in Tosfos as well. But Rashi says, "Dekaven deGamrus Lubakation," in the middle of the Rashi of Lamed Vav Krisus Batara. He says, "Dekaven deGamrus Lubakation Begzera Shava." Since you deduce it by a hekesh or by Gzera Shava as an independent lesson, Havale Kol Chad V'Chad Guf Avera. Each one is a separate individual iser. V'chayav Kol Achas V'Achas Afilu Behelam Echad. The practical application: if a person went outside the Beis Hamikdash and brought up karbanos in a single span of forgetting the iser, and some of them were shchutei chutz and some of them were shchutei pnim, you would have separate liability for doing so. So that's my barometer. That's always my barometer. It makes my metaphors. It's my litmus test. The Avinisni Shloshim Besheva. It should be 37, not 36. And then Rashi goes off to discuss why we can get away with on the list in Krisus saying Machal al Shabbos, and it's not a separate kares listing for each of the 39 malachos. Why is that okay over there? And the answer basically is because we have a separate Mishnah that's going to expand to all the 39 malachos. So we're okay listing them as one there. But you don't have a separate Mishnah that's going to distinguish between halas chutz of shchutei chutz and halas chutz of shchutei pnim. So our Gemara wants to know, your list should be 37 if there's really a separate iser. To which the Gemara answers, kashya. As Tosfos we saw a couple of weeks ago says, whenever you see kashya on any kushya, there's a teretz. But we're not going to bring it here. So the Gemara concludes the discussion by saying we have plenty of sources to show you're liable for mala b'chutz, even if it was nishchat b'chutz, against Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We're not done, though, talking about our chutznikim, so to speak. These avodos that are done outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we want to know, what about if you're zorek dam b'chutz? And here we're going to get into a war between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael and the respective yeshivos on what I deduce from keep sukkim here in these parshios. I brought you on the sheet. If you have the version that I emailed around yesterday, you have the color version of this. I'll be glad to email it to anyone who wants it. But yeah, the colors don't really translate so well on my black and white printer. But the idea was to show the specific limudim tied to the sources within the pasuk, the lessons and the source they come from in the pasuk, and in color it's easier to pair them up. That was the idea. But let's go through it in the Gemara. V'hadisnan, I have a Mishnah that says hazorek miktas damim b'chutz chayav. That if someone does zrika of even part of the dam outside the Beis HaMikdash, he is going to be chayav minalan. So how do we know that law? We know now that you're chayav for shechita. We know you're chayav for ha'alah. How do I know you're chayav for zrika? Nafgalei midasanya. So I get it through the following long brisa. Dam yechashev, the pasuk says, it's in the section on shechitas chutz. Dam yechashev, dam shafach, the pasuk says. It shall be considered a dam, he has spilled dam. So the idea here is, lerabos hazorek, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That comes to include the zorek, the person who does the zrika outside. It's extra verbiage. The extra verbiage is there to teach me about the zorek. That's Rabbi Yishmael's approach. Rabbi Akiva doesn't draw it from there. Rabbi Akiva Omer, oh, zavach. He says, the pasuk says, oh, zavach, which we also have here regarding halah. It's in the second of the two paragraphs. If you see where I bolded it. He says, oh, zavach, l'rabos is a zorek. That's to teach me about the zorek. So they both have the same result. They just get it from different psukim. To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, hayo zavach my avidle. Now we get into the ping pong game. Rabbi Shmuel, what do you do with oh zavach? Isn't it extra for you? So his answer is l'chalek. Yes, but it's to divide up between the ola and the shlamim. And what he means by that is, because you have psukim here, which talk about if you bring an ola, you bring a shlam outside the Beis HaMikdash, my thought might have been that you're specifically chayav if you bring both. outside the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, you need to tell me your chayav for either one of them. The Ola and Shlamim, I would have thought to combine, because the Pasuk says, it's Pasuk Ches there, Asher Ya'ale Ola O Zavach. If you bring up an Ola or a Zavach, Zavach traditionally means Shlamim, if we don't add any other words to indicate otherwise. So, Ola or Zevach, Ola or Shlamim, is meant to teach me either one. Liability comes with either one. You don't have to bring both in order to be Chayav. Rabbi Akiva lachalik minale. Well, Rabbi Akiva, then how do you know that it's if you, that you're chayav for Ola or Shlamim independently? Nafkalei milo yivienu. Oh, that's okay, because the pasuk continues. Pasuk test there. Rav Pesach Lomoy lo yivienu. So that's there to teach me about separate liability for the Ola and the Shlamim. How do I get that from lo yivienu? Because it's a singular, as Rashi says, mashmachad. It's singular lashon. So the fact that it's singular tells me either carbon individually would carry liability. Rabbi Yishmael, what do you do with the singular language in lo yivienu? Hahum ubayle, that's to teach me a separate point. Lo yivienu, not to bring, if he doesn't bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, teaches me. Hahum ubayle, you need that. Al hashalim uchaya veno chayav al achaser. That your liability is if you are male bachutz, a full animal, not an incomplete animal. Lo yivienu, you didn't bring it, the entire entity. So that's the way he's doing this. The Rabbi Akiva, well, Rabbi Akiva, how do you know that rule? Nafkalei mila asos oso. Oh, that's okay. I take that also from ha'alas chutz la'asos oso, to perform it. It means the entire animal outside the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yishmael, what do you do with la'asos oso? Chad lemuktari pnim shachasru ve'elu b'chutz, v'chad lemuktari chutz shachasru ve'elu b'chutz. One is to teach me if it was shechted inside and brought up outside, that you're only chayiv if you do the entire animal, and the other one is to teach me if you shechted it outside and brought it up outside, you're only chayiv if you do the entire animal. The v'hatanya, and I have a brisa like that. This v'hatanya is benichusa. It's a statement. It's a support. It's not a question. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, I might think that if you shechted an animal inside the Beis HaMikdash and then you brought it up outside the Beis HaMikdash, but it was chaser, it was lacking in some way, it was incomplete, I might think you'd be liable. Tamad lomar la so so so. No, I have the pasuk la so 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 to do it. Allah shalim chayav eno chayav ala chaser. End of quote. I'm chayav for the whole one, not for the incomplete one. V'Rabbi Akiva, well, Rabbi Akiva, you don't have two separate psukim to use for this. How do you know this law? His answer is, I don't. Muktare pnim shachasu ba'alu b'chutz chayev. I actually believe that if you shachted it inside and brought it up outside, you're going to be chayev. That's not an exception to the rule. If it was chaser, if it was lacking, so that's easy.
Rashi says on
why I would have thought one versus the other. Yeah, let's read through it. He says, Chad lemuktari pnim. The ikas of chad had only mentioned one. Hava amina hanimi lemuktari chutz. My assumption would have been, by default, it refers to the outsiders. Avu muktari pnim mechayev. But for the ones that were shot inside, you would be chayev. Daham mahadrinan poke in dechasru. Because if it falls off of the mizbeach, and it's now chaser, you put it back on the mizbeach. That tells me that the one that was shot inside has a certain greater chashivus, even if it has a greater importance, even if it's chaser, even if it's lacking. Haktara, you see that it's a real haktara when you put it up on the mizbeach, even if it's lacking. Good point. So that leaves me now with Rabbi Akiva hanging. Rabbi Akiva, hi dam ye chashev, my ovidle. What does Rabbi Akiva do with dam ye chashev? Rabbi Yishmael used dam ye chashev to teach me about zarek bachutz, right? And Rabbi Akiva said, no, I know Zorek Bachutz from a different pasuk, from Ozavach. So what does Rabbi Akiva do with Dam Yechashev? L'rabo shchitas ha'ov, to teach me that I'm chayev, if I have a bird karban, and I'm male it outside the Beis HaMikdash, but instead of doing malika, the way I should be doing, I did shchita. How do I know I'm going to be chayev? That's what I get from Dam Yechashev. It's called Dam, even though it was shchita. Rabbi Yishmael, what does Rabbi Yishmael do? How does he know that law? Oh, that's easy. Nafkalei me oasher yishchat. He says, I get it from oasher yishchat, the verb that the Torah used for shchita. Rabbi Akiva Amarlach, was Rabbi Akiva will say back to you, I won't use oasher yishchat. He'll say, hahu, I need that one. That one is miboyilei, is needed. Al hashochei tu chayev alo ala molek, to tell me it's only for shchita that I'm chayev. If I do malika on the bird outside the Beis HaMikdash, malika just is killing the bird. That's all it is. Malika is not a ritual act if it's performed outside the Beis HaMikdash. Shchut Echutz is only Shchut Echutz, not Maluk Echutz. The Rabbi Yishmael, and how will Rabbi Yishmael know that rule? Nafgalei mi zeha davar. He learns it from the use of the term zeha davar that's used in introducing this section. Disanya, as the Brisa says, asher yishchat, the Torah says, if you shout outside, in the Elishochei Behema, that's shchit of the animal. Shachat ov menale, how do I know that there's a liability if you shachat the bird, even though birds are normally malika? Tamalamar o asher yishchat. So for that he uses o asher yishchat. Yachol av hamolek, I might think that the molek outside also would be liable, v'dinu, and it's logical. Mashchita de'in derech hachsher b'fnim chayav, shchita is not normally done for a bird inside the Beis HaMikdash, and yet you're liable if you shacht it outside. Malika shederech hachsher b'fnim, eino din shu chayav. Malika is the normal way to do a bird properly in the Beis HaMikdash. If you do that outside the Beis HaMikdash, you should be liable. Talmud lomar ze'adavar, to which ze'adavar comes to save the day, Rashi explains, Zeh Davar, it's about seven lines up in Rashi. Zeh Davar Asher Tziva, V'samich Lei Asher Yishchat. And it continues to say, if you shecht, in the next pasuk, right there in the paragraph that I cited from Vayikra Yitzayin, to teach me Shchita V'lo Malika, Zeh Davar, this is it. If you do Shchita, not if you do Malika. That's the way that the Braisa reads it. That's our approach. Well, that's Rabbi Shmuel. What does Rabbi Akiva do with Zeh Davar? Rabbi Akiva Amar Lacha, whom we buy a lelik zera shava. Rabbi Akiva says, no, that's not what Zeh Davar is for. Zeh Davar is a completely different zera shava. It's brought in the Dharma, it's brought in Baba Basra, and the lesson of that zera shava is the word Zeh Davar appear when the Torah introduces the laws of Nedarim and Hafaras Nedarim, nullifying vows. That the idea of the husband having the right to nullify the vow for his wife, that whole section is introduced with Zeh Davar. And there, that is from Parshas Matos. Parshas Matos begins with the words, tell the Rashi Hamatos, or he spoke to the Rashi Hamatos, the heads of the Shvatim. So the Gemara says, I would have thought the laws of Hafaras Nedarim are only for the heads of the Shvatim. You have to be the head of a Shevet in order to be made for your neder. Therefore, the Zeh Davar to this teaches me, no, it's for everybody, because this parsha is introduced, Daber al Aharon ve'el banav ve'el kol b'nei Yisrael. This is a law for everybody. So just like Shchitas Chutz, Halas Chutz is for everybody, so too, Hafaras Nedarim is for everybody. That's how Rabbi Akiva does Zeh Davar. Well, then how does Rabbi Yishmael know this link to everything else? Does Rabbi Yishmael think Hafaras Nedarim is for only the Rashi Hamatos? No, but the ping pong game ends here. We don't pursue Rabbi Yishmael regarding that Gezeirah Shava, at least not at this point. The upshot is, if you take a look at the chart, even in the black and white, you can tell that there are two points of contention between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Everything, all the laws that we just said, each one says, well, I have it from here, I have it from here, they agree. The white boxes are where they disagree. Rabbi Akiva in this Gezerah Shava for Afaras Nedarim, that is for everybody, the end box in Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Shmuel under Lasos Oso, that if you were Bimala the Shalim, you're liable, but not if you were Mala the Chaser that was shechted inside the Beis HaMikdash. That's Rabbi Shmuel's law, whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, you're actually Chayuv if you do that. Those are the break points between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. We're actually going to come back to their positions in a little bit on Amud Beis, so don't throw out the table just yet. The Gemara, though, continues first to ask, okay, you've convinced me regarding Zrika, because at this point I'm so confused I don't know which way is up anyway. You got me on Zrika, but I'm not done with Avodos. Let's shift gears now. V'hadisnan, I have a Mishnah that says, you're liable for shchita b'chutz. You're liable for halah b'chutz. You're liable for zrika b'chutz. But what about a kometz? If he does the kemitza, Rashi says, v'lo hikter, you didn't bring it on the mizbeach. You just did the act of kemitza outside the Beis HaMikdash. You're potter. Mekabel damim, someone catches the dam from a karban b'chutz outside the Beis HaMikdash. Didn't do zrika. He's potter. Menalan, how do I know that you're potter? So the Gemara here has flipped on us. Until now, our assumption was potter until proven chayev. Now we start out with the assumption that you're chayev. How do you know you're potter? So the Gemara says, wait, you got it backwards. From where will you bring that you're chayev in the first place? My default assumption is potter until proven chayev, not the other way around. Well, I'll deduce it from shchita. You're chayev for shchita b'chutz, you're chayev for kemitza b'chutz, you're chayev for kabbalas adam b'chutz. To which the Gemara says, really? You can't deduce from shchita. Shechita is not to be compared, because when you're dealing with Shechita, if you do Shechita of a Korban Pesach and you have in mind people who are not members of the Korban Pesach, your act is possible. Right? Your Shechita is possible. So Shechita has stricter standards than Kemitza does. There is no such issue for Kemitza. There is no such issue for Kabbalah Saddam. We don't have anything like that. So therefore Shechita is not comparable. It has a stricter standard. So he says, fine, but Tei Seim is Zrika. Let's use Zrika as our basis, because Zrika also doesn't have such a standard, and yet you're high if you're Zorek outside. To which the Gemara says, yeah, but Zrika also has a stricter standard in another way. Mala Zrika shken zar chayav alei misa. A zar who does a Zrika is going to be chayav misa. The misa bidei shemayim, not misa bidei adam, but he's going to be chayav misa. As opposed to by Kemitza and by Kabbalah. So therefore, as Rashi explains, the Bein Avodah Tama, it has to be an Avodah that completes something in order to get the Misa Bidei Shemayim. So that's what makes Zrika different. So he says, alright, so Tesi Mi Beinaya, you know what? I'll do it by a combination of Shechita and Zrika. Because each of the strictures, the strict aspects that you mentioned, only apply to one of them and not the other. Therefore, neither of those strict aspects is actually significant. And therefore, I'll say again, you're chayav for Shechita outside, you're chayav for Zrika outside, so you're chayav also for Kemitza outside, you're chayav for Kabbalah Saddam outside. Im Kain, the Gemara says, if that were really true, if this was an acceptable method, then lo yomar Zrika b'Zrika v'teisi mi beinaya. Then in that case, I would have said, you know what, don't mention a pasuk for Zrika, right? We just brought our psukim for Zorek b'chutz, ozavach, odam yechashev, I don't need that pasuk. And I could have deduced Zrika from the other two, mi beinaya, by drawing from both of them combined and saying, v'teisei mishchita, let's deduce from shchita to Zrika. No, you can't, because ma'ala shchita shchein nefsela shalol l'shem ochlin b'pesach. Shchita is stricter, because by the Korban Pesach, it has to be members only. Teisei mihala, you want to deduce from ha'ala. Ma'ala ha'ala shchein yeshna b'mincha. You can't, because because regarding the ha'ala, that applies to not just a zevach, but also to a mincha. Right? Which Zrika does not, because there's no such thing as Zrika Saddam when you're dealing with a carbon mincha. So he says, well, then let's deduce from Shechita. The Bach adds in the word Shechita Tochiach, Vitesi Mi Beinaya. So why don't I draw from Shechita and Ha'alah to Zrika? I don't need a Pasuk. You're right. The fact that the Torah gives me a pasuk to teach me that I'm chayav for Zrika outside teaches me I can't pair up avodos in order to deduce liability for some other avoda. That method doesn't work. And since that method doesn't work, I can't deduce Kabbalah Saddam, and I can't deduce Kemitza from the combination of Shechita and Zrika. The answer is, Shecht outside, chayav. Zorek outside, chayav. Mal outside, of course, also chayav. But Komets, not chayav. The Kabbalah Saddam, not chayav. That's the idea. Okay. Which brings us to Rabbi Avohu. Amar Rabbi Avohu, Shachad Vizarak. He's just going to give us logical conclusions of what we've said before. A very important set of questions regarding multiple liabilities. It's already 6:50. Ooh. The Rabbi Avohu Shachad v'Zarak L'Divrei Rabbi Yishmael Chayev Achas L'Divrei Rabbi Akiva Chayev Shtayim. Rabbi Avohu says if you do Shechita and Zrika outside the Beis Hamikdash, Rabbi Yishmael will say you're only liable once, because he learned liability for Zrika from Shechita. It came from the pasuk by Shechita of Dam Shafach. So therefore, the two go hand in hand. So he says, Shechita and Zrika go together. As Rashi says, Ba'onesh shal Shechita, it came with the punishment of Shechita. So Rabbi Yishmael will say they're really one. L'diva Rabbi Akiva chayiv shtayim. However, Rabbi Akiva will say no. Shechita and Zrika are separate. They're not meant to be combined together, even though Rabbi Akiva says it's also learned from the pasuk by Shechita. He learned it from Ozavach. Nonetheless, he'll say chayiv shtayim, it's separate liability for, Rabbi Akiva will say, it's separate liability for each of them. As Rashi says, Shemos Muchlakim, they have different names. They're considered different acts. That's Rabbi Avohu. Abaye Omar, Abaye disagrees and says, no, Afilu l'divrei Rabbi Akiva eino chayav ela achas. Even per Rabbi Akiva, you're only chayav once. De Omar Kra, because the pasuk says, this is not a pasuk in Vayikra Yud Zayin, this is a pasuk in Devarim Yud Beis, Sham Ta'aseh, There you shall do your korban in the Beis Hamikdash. Hakasav asam lekulon avoda achas. The pasuk there, by saying there you shall do, meant all the doings that you do, and therefore all of the avodos are considered as one. If you violated multiple outside the Beis Hamikdash, you're still only chayav once. That's the position that Abaye takes. That was our first question. Shchita and Zrika. We now ask, Zarak v'he'la. What if it's Zrika and Ha'ala? L'divra Rabbi Yishmael chayav shtayim. Per Rabbi Yishmael, you'll be chayav twice. Because again, he has these separate psukim that he uses for Zrika and Ha'ala, is an explicit one in the Torah. L'divra Rabbi Akiva, ino chayav ala achas. Rabbi Akiva, once again, will say, I'm only chayav. It's flipped. Rabbi Shmuel will say they're two separate ones. Rabbi Akiva will say, Eino chayev al achas, you only chayev once. Abaye Amar, afilu de Rabbi Akiva chayev shtayim. And along comes Abaye once again, and he says, no, Rabbi Akiva will say you're liable twice. La'achi palginu kra. That's why the pasuk divided them up to say, Sham ta'aleh. Visham ta'aseh. As Rashi says, Hizkir ha'Allah levada. It mentioned ha'Allah independently. Vash'ar kolon basia achas. And all the other avodos are included in Sham ta'aseh in Devarim. L'merma de l'machayev akulu elachad. To teach me there's only one liability for the others. So in other words, Sham ta'aleh is ha'Allah, and Sham ta'aseh is everything else you do. So ha'Allah is one liability, all the other avodos are one liability. So we ask our third question. Shachad v'zarak v'he'ela. So let's say you did the shechita, and you did the zrika, and you did the halah outside the Beis HaMikdash. Now what? L'divrei akol chayiv shtayim. Everybody will agree you're liable twice. Rashi walks you through it. L'rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Yishmael, you're liable twice. Kevan tekulam behelem echad mechayiv b'halah chada. The isla kra behedya. V'ashchito zrika chada demechad kranafki. Rabbi Yishmael will say, you do all three of these in a single span of forgetting. You're liable twice because I believe Ha'Allah, which has its own pasuk, is one, and then Shechita and Zrika, I said, are one together. So there's one for Ha'Allah, and there's one for Shechita, which also includes Zrika. That's Rabbi Yishmael. Whereas with Rabbi Akiva, Shechita mechayiv chada, Rabbi Akiva says, Shechita is the one that's independent, and then Ha'Allah and Zrika chada, and Ha'Allah and Zrika are one. So each of them is going to say that Shechita or Ha'Allah includes all the other avodos. It's only a debate about which one it is. You follow? It's either Shechita includes all the other avodos except for Ha'Allah. So category A is Shechita or anything else. Category B is Ha'Allah. Or category A is Shechita and category B is Ha'Allah and everything else. But as long as I end up with one from category A and one from category B, I'm going to have multiple liability. But I will never have three.
You'll have two.
At most two, because there are only two categories. That's correct. Either it's Shechita subsuming everything minus Ha'Allah, or it's Ha'Allah including everything minus Shechita. That's the way it works. Okay, that was easy. Tana Rabbanan. The Braisa now continues. If you see in the side margin, they give you a better version than the one in parentheses. We're going to go with the side margin one. Tana Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, O Asher Yishchat Michutz LaMachanez, from the same section we just read from Parashas Achrimos. If a person shechts outside of the camp, Yachol, we're back in our Gemara now. Yachol Chutz L'Shalosh Machanos. This section is going to question, how do we define Chutz L'Machane? We've assumed Chutz L'Machane meant outside the Azara. But actually, there are all sorts of other fun possibilities. Right? Look at the list. I brought you the list on the sheet. Outside of the three Machanos, right? You shechted outside Yerushalayim. Maybe that's when you're liable. What if it's in the wrong place in the Azara? What if it's on the roof of the Heichal? What if it's you'll see. The neck inside is a funny case. Not so funny for the animal. He says, Yachol chutz l'shalosh machanos. I might think that chutz means if you're outside of all three camps. Rashi says, v'nelav gzera shava. We should do it as gzera shava. Miparam hanisrafim, kidyal finim barugim, based in Besanhedrin. He says, why don't I deduce it from the place where you burn the Chadas HaPnim, Param HaNisrafim, Sirim HaNisrafim, just like, in fact, they do when they discuss where you execute somebody, they deduce it from there, that it's outside the Gimel Machanos. So let's say here also, Chutz means you're outside of the three Machanos. Maybe that's what we're talking about. Tamal Omar, O Eiz B'Machaneh. No, because the Pasuk says, if you shach this one or that one, right? Asher Yishchat Shor Chesev O Eiz B'Machaneh. So that teaches me, in the camp, meaning outside of one, but still within the others. So which he says, Iba machaneh, if it's in the camp, yachal ha-shochet ola b'darm yechayev, then maybe it's even if you're inside the innermost camp, you're in the Beis HaMikdash, and you just shechted it in the, you shechted the ola in the wrong place, in the southern part instead of the northern part of the room. Right? Talmud lomar, ola michutz l'machaneh. No, because the pasuk says, if you do it michutz l'machaneh, it's ola she yishchad michutz l'machaneh. Ma chutz l'machaneh miyuchad, shein roi l'shchitas kachim l'shchitas kol zebach. Chutz l'machaneh is special in that it's a place where you don't shecht any carbon. Yatza darom, as opposed to the south. Sha'afo pishen roi l'shchitas kachim, roi l'shchitas kachim kalam. Granted, you can't shecht high-level carbonos, you can shecht low-level carbonos. That's not called chutz l'machaneh. So chutz l'machaneh means outside of a place where you shecht carbonos, but inside the machaneh, not outside all three. That's our upshot. We've answered our first two possibilities. Omar Ula. Ula says, Hashochet al gago shel heichal chayev. If you shecht on the roof of the heichal, you're chayev. Ha'o ve'ein roi l'shchitas kol zevach, because it's not suitable for shechting karbanos. I note from the fact that they mention heichal here and not azara, this may be a proof in the argument that we had going way back to Ezu Mekoman that the azara doesn't have a roof on it. Remember, we saw the Rambam seems to think it does have a roof, but not in some parts. So so they didn't mention Gaga Azara. They mentioned Gago Shel Heichal here. Why did you have to go to the Gaga the Heichal? You could have mentioned the Gaga the Azara, the room we actually do Shechita. From the fact that they went to Heichal, it suggests that there really is no roof on the Azara. Maybe. Or he's just worried about falling into the hole over the Mizbeach. But in any case, you shecht on the Gag. Sorry? Right. In none of the pictures do they show the roof of the... right. The picture is clearly paskin that there is no roof on it. The problem is that we saw a Gemara that seemed to indicate that you had Tumas Ohel in the Azara. That was our discussion there. For those who don't remember, you go back on the audios online, you'll catch it. The point is, he says, Im kein nichtov kra michutz l'machaneh. Sorry, so the statement that he made was, you're liable for shechting on the roof of the heichal because that's not a place for, because that's not a place that's fit for shechita of a zevach. Maskif la Rava, to which Rava asks, Im kein nichtov kra michutz l'machaneh v'laboy el pesach al moed lamali. In that case, the pasuk should have just said, michutz l'machaneh, not said el pesach al moed, that if you didn't braise the pesach al moed, you're liable. What does that add? Lav l'mute gago, isn't it to exclude the roof and to say the roof does not carry liability? Ula Rava. So the Gemara says, really? Well, wait a minute then. According to Rava's position, Im Kain, if so, Nichto El Pesach O El Moed, just say El Pesach O El Moed, Ba Machane, Michutz Machane Lomali. If that's really true, that anything that is Pesach O El Moed is okay, that's what you should have mentioned. Lavla Siye Gago, aren't these extra psukim meant to include the roof to say that that's considered outside also? Amar Rav Murray. Rav Murray says, not necessarily. I'll apply it to a fourth case. La'asuye kula bifnim v'tzavara b'chutz. I'll tell you that the roof is a separate issue, and what we actually brought these psukim for was to include, the roof is considered outside, and what's considered to be inside is the case in which the animal is inside and the neck is outside. That's to say that that's considered to be chutz. So the Gemara says, but the roof, you'd be potter. So again, roof would be potter, neck outside, chayev. To which the Gemara says, wait, tzavara b'chutz pshita, of course you're chayev if the neck is outside. That's what you did the shchita. Amai kabad rachmana, what did the Torah care about? Ashchita, the Torah care about shchita. Ushchita b'chutzi, that shchita is going on outside. You're right, what we're trying to include is where the animal is outside and the neck is inside, you do the shechita inside. That's what we're saying is considered to be chutz, as opposed to on the roof, which will be considered to be bifnim. They had that restaurant in Yerushalayim, the cow on the roof, for a while. Right, anyway, itmar. Let's see if we can do this last bit. This is a fascinating discussion, which we're not going to discuss in enough detail. That's the way it goes. Itmar. Hamale bizmana zeh. Let's say you bring a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash nowadays. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev. Rabbi Yochanan says that's called chutz. Reish Lakish Amar Potter. Reish Lakish says no, it's not. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev, because Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shaita Vakitchel Lasid Lavo. Rabbi Yochanan says the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash remains even till today, and therefore, if you're not on the side of the Beis HaMikdash, you are considered to be chutz. That's the way it works. The bamos are still usher. Reish Lakish Omar? Reish Lakish says no. Pater. Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, Velo Kitcha L'Asilavo. The original Kedusha does not remain, and therefore you're not chutz. You're not outside of anything. And of course, this is a much bigger machlokas, which we're not going to discuss right now. Not the last 3 minutes of the daf. Nema the Plukta de Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Kamiflagi. Let's say this matches the machlokas Tanoim of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. It's not. Here's the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, it's a Mishnah in Edyos. He says when they built the Hechel in the days of Ezra, they built these barriers as curtains, correct? So they built using clay, not having a wall yet. What they did was you put up the walls for the Hechel, and then you built the actual wall outside of these clay, outside of these curtains. When you work on the Azara, you built the wall on the inside of the curtain. The idea being, as we'll see, to prevent them from looking into the Hechel. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Shamati Shayu Makrivin Aval Pishain Bayis. Rabbi Yeshua says that I heard you can bring a carbon even without a Beis Hamikdash. The Kedusha is already there. The Ochlim Kachay Kachim Afil Pishayin Klaim. Even without the fences, you can eat Kachay Kachim in the proper place. Kachim Kalim Maaser Sheni. You can eat in Yerushalayim Afil Pishayin Choma. Even though Yerushalayim doesn't have a wall yet, the Neish Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shaita VeKitchel Asalavo. The Kedusha remains. So Lav Michlav Rabbi Eliezer Sabar Lo Kitcha. So from the fact that Yeshua takes a stance and says, I believe these are the rules because the Kedusha remains, doesn't that mean that Rabbi Eliezer believes the Kedusha does not remain and building these klaim was for the purpose of creating Kedusha? Without the klaim, without a barrier, you have no Kedusha. Isn't that Rabbi Eliezer's stance? You're creating klaim to create Kedusha. Which Ravina says, no, I don't agree. How do you know that? Dilma, perhaps, Dekule Alma Kedusha Rishona Kitchela Shaita Vekitchela Zulavo. Maybe everybody agrees that the Kedusha actually remains. Umar Maidishmiyalei Kamar, Umar Maidishmiyalei Kamar. They're both describing what they knew about how the construction was done. The Chitema Klem Rabbi Eliezer Lamali. And if you'll say, well, then why did they have the barriers according to Rabbi Eliezer? It wasn't for the purpose of creating the Kedusha. It was Litzni Usa Be Alma. It was just for privacy purposes. That's it.